Saw this in USA Today, doing some online trolling this morning. And the headline certainly was attention-getting. Here's the headline. COVID-19 patients wrong to think breathing tubes synonymous with death, doctors warn. And they're talking about the ventilators. This is Jane O'Donnell of USA Today did this, which, by the way, we'll put a link up to this in case you'd like to look into it and research it yourself. And I'm sure it's a story that might be available in other places, too. I just happened to see it from USA Today online. And I'm not going to read, don't have time to read. We'll give you some of the highlights, and that's why we provide the link. So if you want to read every word that Jane O'Donnell reported. And her first line is eye-opening in her story. Her first line of the story goes this way. Ventilators are the go-to way physicians treat serious cases of COVID-19, but some patients at Wellington Regional Medical Center in Florida started refusing breathing tubes a couple of weeks ago. And it turns out from doctors there, it's because they say they had heard reports how there was a high death rate percentage of people, especially older adults, that once they were placed on ventilators, it was, well, as the story says, synonymous with death. It was a death sentence. The story reports that physicians from not just Florida, but also in Salt Lake City, Boston, and elsewhere were stumped and frustrated by a medical journal report. And it turns out the medical journal was the famous Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. Last month reported that 88% of COVID-19 patients placed on ventilators died in a New York hospital system. And these physicians in these other places were stumped because their death rates were like 20%. Like, how is this 88%? Let's look into this.
We've heard that 80% number reported on some talk shows, television talk shows.
Well, it turns out, and this is interesting to me, and this is why I brought it up. It says the Journal of American Medical Association study, citing this 88%, was published April 22nd by researchers at Northwell Health. It was followed by a little noticed correction 2 days later. Now, how often do we have that happen when the big story splash hits, and then there's some kind of correction? It most notably frustrated in people who are accused of criminal activity or something, and it turns out they are innocent, and a lot of times that doesn't get the big splash that the accusation did.
Well, back in the days of print, we used to hear how it was front page news, and then the correction would appear later on page 12D in a little box.
Well, the JAMA report again, the correction came from a report from Massachusetts General Hospital, which talked about the lower death rate. It turns out that in the JAMA study that talked about the 88%, it was a combined death rate of patients 18 to 65 and then patients 65 and older. When combined, those death rates reached 88%. The problem was, according to the study, is that it excluded everyone on ventilators who were still alive and battling the virus at the time. The death rate was just the conclusion of all patients who had died that were on ventilators, but it didn't take into the fact that there were still some people who were on ventilators that were still alive, some that would actually go on to recover, and some whose outcomes were still not known.
Okay.
Which skewed the statistics in a higher number.
It sheds a different light on it.
Yeah, it does. As one doctor says, Dr. Rob Harrell, a cardiac surgeon in the Florida Medical Center, says the statistic of 88% is deceptive because patients developing severe respiratory failure from COVID-19 can be sick for a long time. If you report data in the midst of a pandemic or an illness that can persist for a long time, the data, it can be incomplete because patients haven't had the time or opportunity to recover. They go on to say that perhaps the number wasn't wrong because of the percentage of deaths that occurred, but it was misleading because it didn't take into consideration still those who were still on ventilators, still alive, and some that would go on to recover. The death rate may go higher in some cases still, but it was not a be-all, end-all death rate that was first reported. Again, this was first done by the Journal of the American Medical Association, and a little noticed correction. Well, in this day and age of what we live in and the way reports are done and what we hear, yeah. I mean, I remember we talked about it, too. I said it myself. You hear those kinds of numbers, it's like, wow, you know, you don't want to go on a ventilator. But
yeah, you wonder if it's worth it.
And then, but they're saying it is worth it. And that's why, again, citing the very first line of the story, these people in Florida at the Wellington Regional Medical Center, how some patients were refusing to go on ventilators because they had heard that if you're on a ventilator, it was a death sentence. And the story goes on to talking about the need for ventilators and how it is necessary to help patients recover, recognizing that not all do. And they don't want to make it sound like being on a ventilator is you know, easy and something that is that you want to do. It's just that they want people to be informed of all the statistical information. So if you or a loved one faces that situation, to know that there's more to the story of what you might be hearing in the initial reports, as always seems to be the case in a lot of things that go on. But that's why we offered it up this morning. I thought, wow, that's interesting. But again, I'll put a link up to the story. You can check it out for yourself, make your own determination, and maybe find other reports on this too. Again, from the Journal of the American Medical Association, Massachusetts General Hospital is referenced in this report, and some other health experts as well.
Or maybe find out what the results are in your local healthcare facility.
Yeah.
Their percentage.
You know, and maybe you have a higher hotspot or something like that, too. But on an overall basis, anyway, and some of the statistical reporting, this is something to keep in mind. Adding to the conversation.